Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will send another companion who will be with you forever." Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for Jesus Christ, that because of Jesus, we are gathered here today. May your Spirit be within us and amongst us, that whatever we hear, whatever we see, whatever we experience today, will transform us to be not only better followers of Jesus Christ, but better citizens of our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Remember Pastor Eugene, the first sermon that she did, that there is this man, remember that? Who really loves this woman? And the man said, "I will do anything. Just marry me and love me." And the woman said, okay, what did the woman say? Anybody who remembered? What did the woman say? "Well, I have only one simple thing to do. Will you please, anybody who, can you please wash the dishes every day?" Right? And the guy was discouraged and was very sad. If you love the woman that you wanted to marry, can you please, and the woman said, okay, please wash the dishes for me every day. And the man just was shocked. Love in action. When we say we love someone, it has to be accompanied by actions. And this love that Jesus is saying is, if you love me, you keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, keep my commandments. And this love that Jesus is talking about is, love equals obedience, obeying. Love equals keeping the commandments of Jesus. Love for Jesus means not only cherishing the memories that disciples had with Jesus or keeping that love private within oneself, but doing God's work. Putting God's love in action. And through love in action, we will experience strength in Jesus Christ. Okay, what? When Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments," the question is, what are the commandments of Jesus? What are those commandments? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, more than all, the hundreds of rules and laws, they mastered it all. But Jesus, when Jesus was questioned by the teachers of the law, by the religious authorities during those times, who are very knowledgeable about the law and about God, Jesus said simply two important things. What are they, Paul?
Love the Lord with all your heart, with all the soul, with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. These two are almost the same.
All right, loving. Thank you, Paul. Those hundreds of laws were summarized into two very simple, easy to understand, but hard to do, right? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your energy, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. When Jesus said, "I will ask the Father and he will send another companion who will be with you forever," he was saying this to his disciples before Judas was about to betray him and before Peter was about to deny him and all his disciples to flee from him. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, Jesus knew that his death on the cross is about to happen. And Jesus knew that when he leaves his disciples, they need to be assured of his presence, right? And children know about this. You know, when parents are well, you know, I know when parents are going somewhere for vacation, they need to be assured you got food, right? Number one, you got food, you're safe, and you have adult supervision, right? Even though many of you would not like that. I'm old enough, right? But adult supervision. But Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. And where does this Holy Spirit, where is this Holy Spirit coming in the picture? When Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. There are three things that are important for us to remember. Alright? The first one is, the root of this love. Where does this love come from? Where?
Where?
Huh?
Your heart.
From your heart. And where does this love from your heart come from? Huh?
God.
You see, I won't stop, right, Mama Jackie? The root of that love comes from your heart, but that love from your heart comes from God. God is the source of that love. And if God is not source of that love, we need to pray and discern where is, what is the root of this love? Remember the quote, we love because God first loved us. We are not the origin of this love. Jamie and Tony are getting married in July. They have been high school sweetheart. Huh? And yes, can you raise your hand a little? There you are. All right? And, you know, they share that love towards each other, that they wanted to be blessed by the sacrament of marriage. But that love is not only originating from the two of them. That love comes from God. That love comes from God. And even our mayor Gary, you know, if you see him, he keeps on going like an energizer bunny. There is that passion in his heart. And what passion, that love towards our community, towards the welfare of the community, of the people, whoever you are, the source of that love is not only from him. Or else he will burn out. He will say, that's it, I'm done. Bye, City of Malden. But that love that comes from God continues to fire in him. And when he shares that love through service, it continues to fire. And that is what God's love is all about. Now, so the root of that love is God. The second one is, before I go to the next one, remember Celine Dion? Oh, Pastor Nisi, don't go there, right? But there is one music of Celine Dion. And if you know the story or biography of Celine Dion has a very good heart. She sent all her siblings. She supported all her siblings, you know, to go to college, to have education. I love her voice. And I cannot sing this, but anybody can sing this. When the title of this music is Because You Loved Me, right? You were my strength when I was weak, okay? You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. You lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith because you believed. I'm everything I am because you loved me. And for me, I do not point this to another person. When I sing this music, I sing this to God. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. You lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith because you believed. I'm everything I am because you love me. I wanted to dedicate this music to Jesus. All right? I wanted to dedicate this music to Jesus because you and I have experienced this love of Jesus through the Holy Spirit's working. That is why we are able to show his love in action. All right? So the number two is, this love has to be shown in action. If you love me, you will keep my commandment. Keeping the commandment is not only in the heart and in the mind and just by lip service. keeping the commandment is acting. That's why they said love is not a noun only. Love is a verb because it is an action. Remember that gospel story? There was a father with two sons. And the father said to the first son, "Son, can you do this for me, this task?" Okay. And then he said also that, he also sent that request to the second son. "Can you do this for me?" So, two sons, he gave the same order. The first son said yes, but then he didn't do it. The second son said no, but then he changed his mind and did it. Who showed love? Who demonstrated love? The second son, who decided, I think I have to do what my father told me to do. And that showed that you love the person. Children, young adult, youth, when we say we love our parents, then actions follow. It cannot just be something that you keep inside and then nothing happens. A love that is kept inside is a love that will not grow. A love that is put in action is a love that grows and bears fruits and multiplies. So don't keep it to yourself. Put that love in action. The third one. So that love is rooted in love. That love needs to be acted on. And the third one is, this love in action is a message to the community. Jesus was not only speaking to one person, "Cindy, if you love me, you keep my commandment," right? Jesus was talking to his disciples, and that message then is the same message to us, this community of faith. This is not only for an individual person. This is for the church. This is for this faith community. Let us keep that love in action. That is why, you know, keeping love in action, this next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, we are in charge. We are in charge of Bread of Life, right? So June, we need to mark our calendar. Some youth, those who are in confirmation group, will be going there. I don't know if Pastor Yunke has mentioned this already. So the plan is for you to experience reaching out to others whom you don't even know, but they are brothers and sisters in Christ. We as a community can make an impact if we join together and help. Because there is so many people that need to receive and to experience that love. So I hope those who are able, it's not only for youth, but for adults, just to be seated and be in conversation with those people. Encourage me. Lift up my spirit. And just for those who are serving in the kitchen and cooking, always the same meal every time, right? But they don't get tired. They don't say, it's the same thing over and over again, the same food. Why? Because that love enables you. The Holy Spirit that Jesus promises will be with us, so that there is joy in serving. There is joy in doing. There is joy in reaching out. So let me end with this quote from Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa said, "Faith in action is love, and love in action is service." If you love Jesus, let us put that love in action. And if it is something that is new, and if it is something that we have not done yet, but God is leading you to that step that is unknown, remember the Paraclete, remember the Holy Spirit, remember the Comforter, remember the Helper, remember the Holy Spirit will be with you. You will not be left alone, because that is the promise of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.